Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do you know Ojo Cinco was a stripper?
I did. No, I didn't.
I read where Ojo...
Like Chad?
Ocho Cinco said he was stripped back in 1997 and 98. Said he went by the name Twix.
I think he legally changed his name back from Ocho Cinco to Chad Johnson, didn't
Oh,
he?
Did he?
I think so.
This had to be... Was he in Corvallis doing that?
I don't know. 97, 98. I mean, that's
gotta
when I was
be
in college. It's
got to
be.
Maybe he's... Because if not, then he was in high school.
Tyler, you...
I think he was at Oregon State.
Tyler, if you were going to strip, what would your name be?
Oof. I've thought of this before, and I had a good one. Let's see if I can get it.
I've thought of this before.
I mean, what made you think about what your stripper name would be? Just a random thought? We talked about it on this program.
A possibility.
We talked about it on this program.
Now, at 1997 to 99, he was at Santa Monica College. So he was in L.A. getting it in.
I know what I was thinking of. It wasn't my stripper name. I will think on that. But in The Loop a few weeks ago, they were talking about if they owned a strip club, a shake joint, what their shake joint would be called. And mine was, I didn't tell them, but it was the best. My shake joint would be called T-MILFs. Come on in to Team MILFs.
What would you do if they were
hire a bunch of moms?
It would be straight moms, huh?
Nothing but moms. You had to be a mom.
Sexy that's ass tough, MILFs only on the stage at Team MILFs. I
mean, that's a tough thing to keep the. You're basically Notre Dame in yourself.
Are you going to have a
work hard for our patrons?
You're not opening up a wide range of people you can bring in.
But if you do it right, you could bring them all in. You could bring them all in to work just for you from around the country, because that would be
around the country, like a traveling.
Exactly.
Y'all are hitting the nail on the head.
Most
of them travel anyway.
We'd have the number one recruiting class of hot moms in the country every single year across all shake joints.
There was a steady flow coming in from Canada and Dallas back in Dallas in the day. Steady
Canada.
Oh, fly in and dance for the week and then get out.
Oh, really?
Make enough one or two weeks to get your month in and go back to Canada? Absolutely.
It's always hard to tell the further north you go because they got to bundle up so much.
I think they were coming to Dallas to strip and then going back home just to live.
Hit me up, girls.
And that's a good way to keep everybody from noticing. But old Twix, I'm going
to
say.
You go to a different town and get them in there.
Shoot, they went to a different country. But apparently Twix was getting it, man.
At T-Mill Real Deal, submit your resume.
Submit your resume.
Taking them now. We're building a strong team.
I mean, I think you'd have a strong customer base. I think every man at some point in their life was interested in a MILF or two.
I don't know.
Tiny nipple team.
We've had this conversation.
It's got to be the. I know, but like when you go watch a dancer, right? Like
this guy. I ain't never thought.
When you go watch a dancer, like you're looking. I'm talking guys. Go watch a dancer. They're looking to. Looking to really have one that has a certain look to him.
Sexy.
Oh, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, like, I don't know, boys. Maybe some.
It's a T-MILFs.
I mean, there's.
There's some beautiful MILFs, but I'm just saying, I think he is really shrinking his.
Coming to the stage.
Oh, there's no doubt it's a specialty spot.
Yeah, it's a specialty.
I mean, it's a specialty shake. But I just think I think you'd garner attention nationally, get a lot of free advertising. I think men in general, especially younger men, would pique their interest than just a random shake. I think you're onto something.
Yeah, no, it's a niche.
I think you're onto something.
We've done focus groups. We're gonna have a great thing going.
You have not done focus groups.
You don't know my life.
You haven't done focus groups. I do.
No.
I do. I know one thing.
You don't know.
I do. One thing I know is you're going to try to get back into the green today, and we'll see what that looks like. Good luck for you. It's been a minute. No, it's just Friday, I guess. Just not this week. We're 2-9 this week right now. 2-9 with.
Been a strong minute since
five more on the
dock
tonight. So T-Mill will do his best bets. Hopefully that comes through.
Twix.
Coming up. Yeah, Twix. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. as Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. Four Texan players land the NFL analyst top 100.
Let's get it on, baby.
I'll talk about that. And also, happy birthday, PC. Patrick Creighton. Happy birthday to Patrick Creighton, as he will hold it down. Sean Bajani and Chris Santiago
will actually be out.
Huh?
Creighton will actually be enjoying his birthday.
Smart for him, actually. That makes sense. He should be out enjoying his birthday.
Santiago out, too.
Okay.
But I got your back.
I'm still thinking.
So Area is out here.
Bajani, Partee, and Colin.
We got Area out here. Area and the 4-5 is coming up later on in the week. So Area 45 coming up behind us. Go, Chris in the building. There we go. Should be fun. All right,
Sarah Jessica Parker, man. She's
I'm
always
thinking
done.
If we limit it to candy bars, if your stripper name had to be a candy bar, what would it be?
Oh, Henry, Milky Way.
That's what I had for you, Tyler. That's Henry. What I would
nailed
have for you.
It.
Milky Way for sure. Here comes Milky Way. Top heavy Milky Way. Welcome
top
to
heavy. Milky damn Way. Right. Hope you dressed appropriately, girl.
Golly.
$1,000 grand.
We got options.
100 grand.
Hey, Ron, we got options for you, though, bro.
100 grand. We chocolate got bear.
Chocolate? What kind of candy bar is that?
Never heard of that one. Oh, I forgot we were doing candy bars.
He just went chocolate bear.
Chocolate bear. You look like a chocolate bear to me in the sack.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that.
Tenacious. But cuddling. Not like the weirdo Charmin bears that care a lot about wiping their butt all the time. Like a cuddly sex bear.
The rails are going here.
Milky Way.
What you call me, Snicker?
Yeah, we got options, bro. We got options. You can go with basic Hershey.
Yeah,
I mean,
it.
You can go with the
almonds.
Old school.
With almonds.
You
though.
Could. You could put, yeah.
Is that my boy wrong?
I think I'd probably go with Payday.
Oh, you Payday. What's the one with the white on the outside?
That's the Milky Way. That's the one
no,
he took.
No. That's me. Milky Way is chocolate. There's a candy bar that's white.
That's it.
Milky Way is
Milky
not white.
Milky Way is not white. No. Yeah. It looks like a Snickers. It's more on that side.
I know what you're talking about. I thought that was the Milky Way. That's the one I was thinking
no.
of. What's
no.
the white? Zero.
Zero.
That would be
it.
Tyler
there,
right there.
There it is.
Yeah.
That is.
Welcome,
no,
welcome,
I'm Milky Way,
welcome
bro.
Zero to the state. No, there you are zero.
It's about the name,
no,
and I
no,
like
it's
Milky
not.
Way.
No.
Yeah, you
it
don't
is.
Get to pick my name.
If they welcome Zero to the stage and you walked out from behind that curtain, everybody would remember that. That candy bar right there.
Welcome to center
right.
stage.
Coming to the stage, feast your eyes on the good bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar.
That's a good
I
one.
Mean, yellow
wrapping. This is unfair because Ron's got options, man. This
I like
is
Milky Way. I
mean, coming up, not you your normal Hershey, but the cookies and cream.
Yes. No,
Hershey
you can't
right
be cookies and cream.
No, you are. You no. cookies and cream.
Would like
that cookies
you.
And cream is white. You got a little specks of soul on the inside of it. Look, cookies and cream right here.
Man, that is funny. That
the mounds. Mounds are mounds. Yeah, got a little coconut in you.
Why don't you get a break off this Kit Kat bar, girl?
Kit Kat's a good one. That comes in white, too, doesn't it?
I think they're making a lot of them in white now. Yeah.
Want you to lay your fingers on my Butterfinger. You know?
No, I don't want you to do that anymore. I would like for you to now give us the best bits, please, before you let it completely.
Appreciate that, Ocho Cinco.
Before you let it completely get away from you.
Yeah, I think I'd be a tiny nipple tassel wearing T-mill on the stage, if I had to say.
He just went as kinky as he can get with T-mill, didn't he?
I am kinky now. Don't give me the lie. All right, best bets. This has been a nightmare. Absolute nightmare. It's just been bad. It's all we can say at this point. I'm having to laugh to keep from crying. We haven't strung two green days of best bets together since the war. It's been forever. But scared money don't make money. Five more baseball wagers for you on a hump day. Tomorrow night at this time, we'll have NBA Finals bets, I believe. But tonight, five baseball bets. First, Astros. Late night baseball in California against the A's in Sacramento. -1 run for the Astros. I got that at the odds of -135. Next, I am on Framber, the sweaty ass man on the mound for the Houston Astros tonight. Framber Valdez over 6.5 Ks. I believe he had 12-ish last start.
Yep, five innings, 12.
Yeah, not usually a big high K guy, Framber. He's more of a ground ball pitcher, but I like that bet tonight. Next, Jose Altuve. Missed this one last night. Don't think we will this time. Stroh Goat. Over 1.5 total bases for Jose Altuve. And then lastly, these two for you. Padres also playing some late night baseball out on the diamond at the Dodgers. I'm on the Padres +1.5. And then your very last best bet, fifth and final, Royals at bitch-ass Arlington Rangers on a Wednesday night. Over 8 runs in that one between the Rangers and the Royals. Those are your 5 best bets. Let's get a green number, like, for the love of God.
Like the 3 Astros bets, the Royals one, I'm not sure. They're Chris Bubich, who's pitching for them. ERA under 2 has been really, really good this year. And the Royals don't score runs. They had an explosion of 6 yesterday.
They will today.
And they had 6, and the Rangers scored 1, so that wouldn't have done it. So I don't know about that one. But I like the Astros bets. Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie.
Trying to think that we're missing
Tootsie
some.
Roll's a good one.
Now coming to the stage, oh, bit. Money.
Oh, yes, that's a good one. That is a good one.
100 grand.
Oh, yeah.
Could do a lot of wordplay with that and,
spring,
you know, making it rain.
Spring break 2007.
I think I'll take the Astros -1 with you.
So,
just sorry.
All right, I got you, Dirty.
When we got to the hotel, that was it all over the place. It was like the candy of the hotel. There were 100 grand candy bars all over the place. I must have had 30 of them that week.
Just I haven't had one forever.
They were in our pack. That was in our little greeting bag. And yeah, we just tore them up. I said, man, these things are good. Oh, man.
Some little Rice Krispie things.
We may be
on
to something there,
me.
Boys. Let's figure out what our
text
candy
line.
Bar
ooh, name. Welcome to the stage. M&M's melts in your mouth,
that's
not
stupid.
In your.
Oh. M&M's.
No touching the dancers, by the way, at Team Elf's. Let's be gentlemen out there, okay?
All right, Tyler, great job. Clint, great job. Shout out to Will. Shout out to B. Scott. I am Ron, the show. Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be.
A little Astros, a little Texans, and we got to get Will's thoughts on, I mean, the take of the year from Tyler Milner yesterday. The absolute take of the year. And I respect him so much. He's 11 toes down on that take. The Beatles, Nirvana, overrated. That's next.
Whoa. Get the hell out of here.
All right.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.